This is Chanel Bunger with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and today I am recording live at the Becker's Healthcare 14th Annual Meeting in Chicago, and I am sitting here with Michael Moore and Courtney Yackel of Veradigm. Thank you both so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Perfect. Well, to get us started, can you please introduce yourselves and share a bit about your roles and organization? And you can go ahead and start, Courtney.
Absolutely. Happy to be here. I am Courtney Yackel, Chief Product Officer within the Payer Business Unit at Veradigm. So in my current role, I share, obviously, very much responsibility in terms of solving our clients' problems first and foremost. So a little bit of background additionally about me. I come over from the health plan payer side of the house. So about 15 plus years experience shared between the vendor side and a health plan payer directly. So while at a health plan payer, I was responsible for analytics, risk adjustment, working hand in hand with our strategic business units, sales, and certainly compliance and finance. That obviously is very important in terms of risk adjustment because you need to be sure that you are not operating in any type of independent silos whatsoever. There's just no room for it in risk adjustment, which really set the foundation for working at Veradigm.
Hi, my name is Michael Moore, and I'm the Chief Revenue Officer for Veradigm Payer. Veradigm Payer is one of a third of Veradigm's overall businesses. We have a business that's focused on providers. We have a business that's focused on life sciences. And then we have a business focused on payers. I lead all of the go-to-market strategies and execution for client retention and growth for the Veradigm Payer business.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for those introductions. And moving forward, healthcare organizations are challenged with frequently evolving regulations. What current or upcoming regulatory changes do you see having the greatest impact on the industry and why?
That's a great question. We live and breathe this question because our broad breadth of experience across life sciences, provider, and payer gives us a very, very unique perspective on the regulatory landscape. In any types of change, we're always looking at those early adopters, those that are wait and see, and those in the middle of the road that want to feel their way through it. With so many clients, tens of thousands of providers, about 80 to 100 health plans, we are constantly working on an evaluation of the regulatory and compliance landscape, whether it comes from a state organization or directly from CMS. We work with our clients regularly to educate them, prepare them, and help them understand what changes are needed in their business.
So as Michael had mentioned, Veradigm sits at the intersection of the three pillars between providers, payers, and certainly life sciences. And with that comes tremendous responsibility from a compliance perspective and our ability to monitor regulatory changes. Most recently, and everybody here at the Payer Issues Roundtable has been certainly discussing the changes for the calendar year 2025 Part C and Part D capitation rate call letter that was just released. With that, several changes we're taking into consideration for our development of our solutions and how to best serve our clients. One being the V28 model. So certainly from a retrospective reimbursement item there that we are taking very close monitoring from a diagnostic perspective. So what goes along with that? Certainly completeness, accuracy, and coding. So how can we best serve our clients in terms of the educational factors that go along with that? And then certainly the financial accuracy. So how can we best serve our Medicare Advantage health plan payer clients to ensure the accuracy of the reporting there? In addition, last year, a bipartisan bill was proposed called the No Upcode Act. And with that, again, it's very much focused on banning, if you will, retrospective chart reviews and in-home risk assessments. Now, that is absolutely going to shift the industry, one would argue, for the better, really driving those members and patients into the point of care to their PCP. So how do we tackle that? Various ways, starting directly with the member. various outreach, making sure that we're, of course, taking health equity analytics into consideration, certainly from a risk adjustment and quality perspective as well, really presenting those gaps at the point of care. There are certainly interoperability standards that we obviously monitor very closely from a privacy and security perspective, and then all of the other regulatory items that go along with that. It's very important not only to talk about risk adjustment with the call letter changes, but also quality and how that's going to impact health plan payers going forward. Certainly with the 5-star arrangements, that obviously impacts certainly their bottom line, but also their ability to keep enrollment open for 12 months and making sure that they, again, are having that active role within their health, the respective health plan communities.
Our unique perspective with health plans and providers gives us really a differentiating advantage to understand the administrative costs that providers bear with each one of these regulatory changes. And the way we approach this in our payers' issues as it relates to this conference is to help our payer clients understand those compression requirements on the way a doctor practices. All of the capabilities that we have around patient-centered care are to engage that provider and that patient so that we're closing those care gaps in a compliant manner.
Perfect. Thank you both so much for walking us through all that. Now, moving forward, considering these changes, as well as the industry's heightened focus on population health and value-based care, what strategies are crucial for payers to drive improvements in outcomes and quality? And what is the role of technology in supporting these aims and connecting all stakeholders in the care journey?
I'll take that one. So obviously, the world of healthcare is converging, finally, really focus on value-based care. Thank goodness. We've been talking about it for over a decade now. And what that means really is the incentive to close those risk adjustment or quality gaps, really improving health outcomes overall. There are both sides between payers and providers certainly have an increased stake in the game right now because they're sharing that risk as a part of value-based care. Again, really shifting the mindset and ensuring that those members are able to have that face-to-face visit. And what I mean by that is not having the PCP or specialist be consumed by what's on their desktop, whether it be a portal or an abundance of information, right, that's leading to complete burnout and certainly abrasion from multiple facets or payers trying to present with the best intentions of presenting those gaps at the point of care, but it is increasingly overwhelming. And what we do at Veradigm is really streamlining that and simplifying that journey for the payer, provider, and ultimately the patient. So really how we layer on the human-centric approach in addition to our technology. So we've talked to several health plan payers, certainly at this conference, and their need, again, from a regulatory perspective to shift from retrospective review and in-home assessments. I'm really taking that direction from CMS and, of course, the OIG for RADV mitigation efforts and really driving, again, the members to the point of care. So how best do we take that trusted data source and present it right to the physicians? Physicians, of course, are scientists at heart, right? And they're driving certainly the care, the quality of care for their patients. And really, how can we best support them in improving the quality of care, certainly strengthening that relationship? And we've talked a lot about health equity at this conference, and it's not a one-size-fits-all approach, right? We're seeing increases in the numbers of folks enrolling in Medicare Advantage, which is fantastic, but the way in which that looks today is going to be very different how that looks, you know, as the baby boomers sunset out of Medicare Advantage.
So if you've been around in the industry for any time at all, population health is not a new term. It's a very old term. We used to call it utilization management in the payer space. It grew into gatekeeper type HMOs, and then it went into high deductible, self-directed care management programs. And we're back to more of a focus on the contracting mechanism. So what's crucial to a payer being successful in value-based care as we look at the new population health is data. Veradigm focuses on up-to-date, accurate, timely data at the right time. So turning data and getting an understanding of those things that Courtney mentioned, social determinants of health, health equity, or what's my risk profile in quality gaps or care gaps to get that patient-centered health care plan to a one of actually establishing value. The more work you put on a doctor to practice medicine is more time there it's taken away from the way they practice. So getting data into the workflow of that provider is absolutely critical. We work with health plans to engage their providers with a seamless flow of information that triggers a knowledge event, an intervention event within their EMR. And we think that that is the next step to allowing a physician to be independent and practice medicine independently.
Absolutely. Now, looking ahead, how do you envision developments in technology, particularly artificial intelligence, will shape payer strategies and capabilities? And what excites you about that?
Great question. I certainly agree that AI will help form the payer strategy, but I would also make a very strong argument that it is something that's been in the works for over a decade, most notably from a natural language processing perspective within Veradigm. Certainly, we talk about accuracy in coding and utilizing NLP, machine learning, and OCR technologies. Certainly, AI will help us get there much faster and efficiently. I do feel that from a member engagement perspective, as I had mentioned, as the population does change and is looking for additional support or solutions to drive that simplification of the healthcare journey, that AI, from a predictive analytics perspective, will certainly make sure that that can happen in the most efficient manner, really driving that customer-tailored look from the healthcare journey. What particularly excites me is bringing it all back together, right? From a payer and provider and ultimately a patient perspective. We are going to be able to drive not only leveraging the scalability and connectivity that Veradigm has today with over 400,000 plus providers, but taking that data, because that is our source, right, of truth, and utilizing it in various mechanisms to help drive improved health outcomes from a strategic perspective, from life sciences, and again, predictive analytics that are driving those health outcomes at the end of the day, ultimately for the member.
When I look at how we're marshaling these higher end technologies, we have to look back at how we've managed machine learning and optical character recognition, robotics. In the past, it's mostly been focused on cost takeout, administrative savings through operational streamlining and automation. As we look at how we're using natural language processing to solve operating issues for physicians and caregivers, how we're using generative AI to create new insights into data and looking at pattern recognitions, and we're getting other values out of the advances in artificial intelligence. We see it as an open green field that we have a very disciplined practice around, and we're continue to evolve to benefit the relationship between the payer and the provider.
I would also like to just tag on to that, Michael, because I think you bring up an important point in terms of the generative AI and what we are doing at Veradigm. So taking that investment, if you will, in AI capabilities, and then also layering on the human element, right? So while AI is certainly a tool to help expedite from a payer strategic view and certainly our solutions view. We do require that human element, and certainly the data stewardship is first and foremost, making sure that we don't have any of those underlying bias, right? Especially from a health equity perspective, that is extremely important to Veradigm and ensuring that, again, as we experience the true value-based convergence within healthcare, that we're taking those elements very seriously. And I think that's what's very unique, again, about Veradigm, because we live at the intersection, if you will, between payers and providers and ultimately life sciences and the patient, is that we're able to really help drive that data literacy perspective, certainly leveraging AI components, but the way in which we take the data and present it at the point of care to a physician may be very different in terms of how we present the data so that it can be actionable from a health plan perspective or directly from a member engagement perspective. I am obviously a self-proclaimed data geek. I love it. I could live in the numbers all day long, but we need to make sure that it is helpful and actionable, right? That those insights are driving those health outcomes. And I think AI, certainly with the human-centric layering on top of our certainly very strong and powerful tech stack, does just that.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you both for your time today. But before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like the listeners to know?
Sure. So Veradigm, I do want everybody to be aware, because it's something that certainly Michael and I are both very proud of with our team. We've received the number one ranking for Black Book for our payer path, revenue cycle management, and claims clearinghouse solution 4 years in a row. And then most recently, our ambulatory EHR practice fusion also was ranked number one by Black Book. And certainly our risk adjustment solutions, certainly check those out on KLAS. We are in the top rankings there as well. And again, really driving and empowering our clients from a data perspective, that trusted solution is really where we drive certainly health outcomes and then reduced costs, certainly for the clients in which we serve.
At Veradigm, we're really excited about executing on the vision of what we can do with our capabilities. Again, our perspectives in 30 years of electronic health records, our work in creating real-world evidence and real-world databases for drug development, all of the capabilities we have around helping the independent physician stay independent and have a cost model to the way they practice different than most other organizations. We are very, very focused on interoperability and automation to help physicians, like I said earlier, practice medicine. The payer business for us is a critical and key avenue for us to explore greater ways to make the patient and physician relationship better. We are executing on all manner of care and quality gaps, coverage, and understanding through insights. Our moniker is changing healthcare insightfully, and we think that our perspective and capabilities are unique and differentiating in the space.
Perfect. Well, Michael, Courtney, I want to thank you so much for your time today. And I also want to thank Veradigm for sponsoring today's podcast.
Thank you.